I just wanted to throw this in as well, respecting the destination. As I indicated, our guests are visiting destinations because they're really nice places. They want to go there. They want to go there because there's something about them that is unique. The environment is pristine. There's cultural amenities. And if they want to visit them, they don't want to destroy them. We don't want to destroy them. That would be antithetical to our business. We want to respect them and work with local officials to come up with a reasonable accommodation. It's a lot of effort underway right now to do that. And that includes environmental sustainability as well. So, but from a maritime perspective, we're very interested in working with port communities, port authorities, with local pilots, and that certainly takes place here in Rotman as well. It's one of the reasons why we're here today. But we also have ongoing dialogue with pilots, making sure that our entry into and out of port is conducted safely, that it's as unobtrusive as possible, that's not adversely affect fishermen. And I know in Maine, and spent a lot of time on the water in Maine, I know about lobster pots, and they're everywhere. We definitely work with pilots to make sure that we avoid areas of lobster pot concentration so nobody loses gear. We really want to respect the other waterway users, and that's an ongoing dialogue. So that is the main part of it, and I'll just summarize. Again, we are highly regulated by a host of federal agencies, by international components as well, flag states and recognized organizations, port state control. Our cruise policies, membership in our organization requires going above and beyond. And we have invested in new technologies. This will continue. I don't see that ending. There will always be a need to make things better, safer, cleaner. We have not gotten to a zero emission ship yet. But quite honestly, if we could get there, we would. There's a lot of investment in R&D to try to get to that point. And internationally, there is clearly a desire to get to zero carbon emissions by the end of this century. It seems like a long way off, but when you think of the lifespan of ships and what it takes to develop the technology to propel them, other than sails, it's going to require a considerable effort, and the world community has just been galvanized given the IMO's recent establishment of these goals. So let me end there, and we can go to Q&A and anything that I need to clarify or something I didn't touch on that you want to hear about.